Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, I pray you're being blessed as you study the Word of God. If you've been going along with these studies, especially through this time of the crucifixion of Jesus, I pray that God is tugging on your heart and helping you to understand just how much God loves you by what Jesus endured on our behalf. And so what a joy it is to be able to come and study His Word together and know that God loves us and cares for us, and He wants us to be in a personal relationship with Him. So we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies. If you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are being blessed. You're just amazing is what you've done through your son Jesus, allowing him to die on the cross and suffer the way that he did so that we could be saved and live with you forever. I pray today, Lord, that you by your Holy Spirit will again guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to you. Lord, we know that you get all the glory for all of this. And so we just yield ourselves before you. We sit at your feet to learn from you today. And we'll give you praise and all for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Hail, King of the Jews. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and verse 3. John the Apostle wrote how Pilate, therefore, took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe. And in chapter 19 of verse 3 of his book, John shared how the soldiers said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Where we read, And said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. The verse reads, And said, Hail, King of the Jews! John began with the words, And said, which means an uttered, declared, and proclaimed, Hail, or rejoice exceedingly, be glad, thrive, and Godspeed, King of the Jews, which means leader, prince, commander, and lord who belongs to the people of the Jewish nation by birth, origin, or religion. John shared how the Roman soldiers began to taunt and mock Jesus with their words as they told him to rejoice exceedingly because he was the leader and commander of the Jewish people. The verse continues, and they smote him with their hands. John added the words, and they smote him, or and the Roman soldiers slapped and struck him, Jesus, with their hands, which means by using their physical hands. John shared how the Roman soldiers began to slap Jesus with their hands in mockery and shame. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn about more of the physical and mental torture Jesus endured by the mouth and hands of the Roman soldiers. They mocked him with their mouths he had made. They used their physical hands he had created to slap him across the face. The creation of God, human beings, were essentially mocking and slapping their creator. And this was done so the creator, Jesus, could be sacrificed for their sins. Jesus endured these things on behalf of the human race. And without a sacrifice for their sins, everyone would be eventually separated from God. Those who carefully examine what Jesus endured for their salvation should submit themselves to him so they may be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Otherwise, they exist as the Roman soldiers who mocked him and slapped him with their hands. Next time, John shares how Pilate again says, I find no fault in him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,